Now on Colorado's Morning News, could a Coloradan be headed to the U.S. Supreme Court? President Trump says he'll announce his pick for the vacant seat sometime next week. And some experts believe Judge Neil Gorsuch could be one of the frontrunners. He's a member of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals based in Denver. Political and public law attorney for Denver's Brownstein Hyatt Farber Schreck is Chris Murray. He joins us. Chris, what do you know about the judge?
Oh, good morning, April. Good morning, Stephen. Pleasure to be with you. I've had the pleasure to know Judge Gorsuch since I clerked on the 10th Circuit when I first moved to town back in 2006. And he's very smart, very personable, and also very conservative. Probably all things that President Trump will be looking for in choosing a nominee.
Yeah, when you think about this so-called contraceptive mandate, conservatives have welcomed his opinion specifically on religious liberty. What else is he interested in?
Well, I mean, what he's really interested in, I would say, above everything, which encapsulates religious liberty, is the proper role and place of the federal government, making sure that the federal government is doing what the Constitution requires of it and allows it to do, but not going too far beyond that. And that's something that I think has really helped him stand out among the other potential nominees for the Supreme Court.
I don't know if it's your personal opinion or within the law community that you run in, but has it been where there's this real fear of from the bench, you know, getting so much personal opinion in and one's interpretation of the Constitution, those types of things, where that's why this kind of pick is so important with any president?
Well, I mean, yes, I mean, the real truth is, Stephen, is that there's a divide in our society on this issue, just like there is on so many. You know, whether you're being an activist, you know, in reading the Constitution, almost depends on who you are and how you want the decision to come out these days. Judge Gorsuch, from President Trump's point of view, and I think from many's point of view, is on the right side of that debate in that he tends to say, hey, look, the Constitution is pretty easy to read. It's a relatively short document. It says what it says, and there's a lot of things it doesn't say, and we shouldn't read into it where we don't have to.
Any sense that this judge would be in favor of getting rid of Roe v. Wade, that would even be something on their docket over the next 4 years?
I think it is. I think it is likely. If you look at the way Judge Gorsuch has voted in some seminal cases, and the case that I would point you to would be the 10th Circuit's opinion in the Hobby Lobby matter, their en banc decision that went 5-4, which held that the Hobby Lobby stores did not have to provide a contraceptive medication or coverage for certain abortive fashion, so abortion drugs, contraceptives that can be said to induce abortion to their employees. He voted with the majority. The Supreme Court upheld that opinion that didn't require Hobby Lobby to provide that under Obamacare. I think that the logical conclusion from that is that Judge Gorsuch would at least be willing to take a look at Roe versus Wade.
Chris, sure appreciate your time this morning. You're from the excellent law firm of Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, Schreck, and you have just become unofficially our Supreme Court analyst here in Colorado.
Well, I'll take that unofficial appointment, and I know my colleague Bill Berger gets on with you all the time,
yeah.
So I'm happy to be a bargain basement Bill Berger.
Thank you, Chris. Good luck today, and right. Well, every day, frankly.
Does he know this does not come with a paycheck?